stand upon your feet tonight. It's an honor and a privilege to present our pastor, man of God, Reverend Dennis Gardner.
Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Since we seem to be leading up to Easter, we're going to just be preaching a series of messages concerning the blood, from the Old Testament to the New, from the New to the Epistles, all dealing with the blood of Christ and the blood, what it has to do with our eternal salvation and with our lives. Amen. Tonight we're going to deal with an issue of blood in the book of Mark. In the fifth chapter, I think it is. Light of the world, you stepped out into darkness and opened my eyes that I might see beauty that came. My heart so adore you in hopes of a light filled with you. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, so highly exalted, hosts on all heaven above. Humbly you came to this earth you created and filled our hearts with your love. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sins upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sins upon
to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon the cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sins upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to altogether wonderful to me, altogether wonderful to me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise your name. Word of God speak. Would you fall down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God. your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God speaks. It's okay, the last thing I need is to be heard and to hear what you would say. So word of God speak, would you fall down like rain, washing my your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God speaks.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you today. Word of God speak. Hallelujah. Yeah. Word of God speak. Yes. Word of God speak. Yeah. Oh, I'm finding my way. Yeah. Yeah. I'm finding my way. I'm finding my way, my way, my way. It's through the spoken word, yeah. I'm finding my. I'm finding my sheep on my way, yeah. Through you I'm finding my way. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Come on and give God some praise this night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, thank you tonight. As you have your Bibles open to the 5th chapter of Mark and the 24th verse, we're dealing with a woman who had an issue of blood. The issue of blood she had was how many years? 12 years. 12 is the number of what? Government, I didn't hear you. Divine government. Number 12 speaks of divine government. Well, you say, what does divine have anything to do with her being sick for 12 years? Because the 12 years she was sick, when she come to the point of that expedient time, it was the divine healing that came out of the divine government that brought forth healing in her body. Amen. God does things according to his purpose and with his intent. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged. And Jesus, talking about purpose, people followed him and thronged him. Wow. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, a certain kind of woman. The certain is translated in the Greek, certain kind of woman. When you got to get what you need from God, you got to be a certain kind of person. How many understand? You just can't be mediocre. You got to be a certain kind of person to get what you need from God. Because God ain't just giving out blessings to anybody. Amen. So she was a certain kind of woman which had an issue for 12 years. The governmental perfection is about to take place. And had suffered many things of many physicians. When I got to studying that more, found out that she suffered many things of many physicians. Meaning that she was a guinea pig. Every physician she went to tried something different on her to see if they could clear it up. So she was just flat out a guinea pig for what doctors assumed was going to work. I bet some of them used leeches and some of them used maggots and some of them used worms. Ladies are squinching tonight. You'd be amazed at what they do now. They use leeches to help clear up the blood. They use maggots to help clean up infections. They're using all kind of stuff. Well, they're doing nothing more than what they did back then. With all the modern medicine that we have and all the things we can get to, the electronic ability, you tell me why we're still using leeches and maggots. Hallelujah. She had it 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had went all and spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. Sometimes you can spend every dime you got trying to get yourself fixed and none of it works because everybody's got a different solution for why you're going through what you're going through and why you in what you in and why you got what you got. And when you look up, you don't have nothing left. Dr. Doolittle got it. Amen. But listen to this. When she heard, my God, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by what? The word of God. There's something about the word of God that'll excite you. There's something about the word of God that'll stir up something in you. There's something about the word of God that'll get your blood to flowing, get your juices to manifesting so that you can believe God for that which so many have said is impossible. Every doctor that has tried to heal her has told her, okay, I can do it. It can't be done. So here she is, had this issue for 12 years and getting sicker all the time after she spent everything that she had. But when she had heard of Jesus, somebody said heard. Baby, all you got to do is hear that something can take place. All you got to do is hear that healing is moving. All you got to do is hear. You know what? Half the folks that left them canes over there heard that Pastor Hart had healing in his hands and they came a running. Didn't nobody tell them? They heard. My God. And when she had heard of Jesus, now she didn't hear him. She only heard of him. When you hear a word that's encouraging, you hear a word that's establishes something in your life. If you hear a good word, then you are ready to do what? Get what you got to have. The problem is there ain't a good word going out. Too many people are complaining and whining and bellyaching and fighting and fixation on things that don't really concern the kingdom of God. I want to hear a good word. My God, when I can't walk in the morning, I want to get up and hear a good word, Sister Metcalf. When I'm feeling bad, Rev, I want to hear a good word. Brother Tim, when my mind is bothered, I want to hear a good word. I don't want to hear no garbage, Sister Diane. I want to hear a good word. I don't want nobody telling me, well, you just hold on, it'll be all right. I want somebody to say, hey, you got victory in Jesus already. Well, I look at it, I'm already holding on. Tell me something I don't know. So they were telling her stuff she already know. Well, you know, you got this issue of blood and you dying. I know that already. Tell me something I don't know. But she heard of Jesus. My God, my God. She heard of Jesus, came in and pressed behind. Sometimes you got to press to get what you need from God. We want to sit back in our lazy boy chairs and wait on God to come and give us what we have need of. You got to press your way into that which you have already asked God for. And the way you press is through prayer. You press through supplication. You press through studying to show yourself approved. You press through fasting and prayer. The Bible says these things come announced by fasting and prayer. You press by meditating on the word of God. You press by doing something to get closer to God. For I'm here to tell you, if you want what you need from God, you got to press. And the only way you're going to press is by asserting yourself, and by doing something, praising God all the time, worshiping Him, studying yourself, studying the Word of God, manifesting, meditating. That's how you press. You don't press by just sitting there. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my God, it says she pressed. She pressed in the crowd. That means there was a ton of folks in front of us. There was a ton of folks in front of her. But baby, if you're going to be determined, you got to be determined. And you got to make up in your heart and in your mind, ain't nothing going to stop you from getting to Jesus. We done let our trouble stop us. We done let our heartache stop us. We done let our tribulation stop us. We done let our trial stop us. We done let our heartaches stop us and our pains and our sicknesses and our diseases. We done let our mindset stop us from getting to Jesus. Baby, I'm getting to Him. Because I know if I get to Jesus, some things gonna be taken care of. The woman looked at the crowd in front of her and she said, wow, now I done heard something. I done heard some things about this Jesus. I done heard that Jesus had the ability to heal. I done heard that Jesus raised the dead. I done heard that Jesus has the ability to call fire down from heaven. I done heard that Jesus can walk on the water. I done heard all this. So if Jesus can do all these things, he don't have to touch me. All I got to do is get close. I just got to get close. My God, so I'm getting close. If there's a crowd in front of me, hey, give me a crowd here. Somebody come up here and give me a crowd. Don't be afraid. I ain't going to say nothing to embarrass you. Maybe. Come on, Sister Gilmer, Sister Paulette. Sister Shrew, come on here. Give me a crowd. Y'all try not to create me a crowd. Come on, brother. Come on, create me a crowd. Come on, sister. Come on, brother. Create me a crowd. Come on, Sister Vaughn, sitting over there trying to hide. I need a crowd. Brother Joe, I need me a crowd. Come on, I need a crowd. Hallelujah. I need a crowd. Hallelujah. All these folks trying to get to Jesus at the same time. Only thing is, they don't have an issue of blood. They haven't had an issue of blood for 12 years. They're not dying in their body. Now, they need some things from Jesus, sure enough. Some of them probably need healing in their hands. Some of them need finances. Some of them need some deliverance in their homes. But they don't need what I need. I've got an issue of blood, and it's going to kill me. Every physician done what he can do and done found out that he can't help me. So I see all these folks in the midst, right? I see Jesus up there. What I got to do now is figure out a way to get through all these folks. I'm going to get through these folks because I know that if I just touch him, I'm going to just touch him. All I got to do is get through these folks. They fight me. They don't want to let me get through. They don't want to let me get through. But I got to get through, because I know if I get through up here, I'm going to get to Jesus. Once I get to Jesus and I touch Jesus, I know something's going to happen. Hallelujah. Thank y'all. I like that. They tried to keep me from getting to Jesus. Hallelujah. So she pressed through the crowd. It says she pressed through the crowd. And as she pressed through the crowd, because she heard about Jesus, she pressed through the crowd. She said to herself, if I may touch but his clothes, he don't have to lay no hands on me. He don't have to speak a word to me. All I need to do is to be able to touch him. Let me touch him, Brother Tim. He don't have to speak no great words over me. He ain't got to visit my house. Just let me touch him. Well, by God, I done made it through the crowd. They tried to keep me, Brother Tony, from getting to Jesus. But I'm going to get there. Hey, I don't know who he is. I've only heard about him. I don't know what he does. I've only been told what he can do. I don't know if it's real. I can only go by what I believe. Hallelujah. But I do believe this. If I can just touch. Oh, my God. The word touch is... means to attach oneself. Oh, my God, my God, my God. It's getting a little musty up in here. Thanks, Tim. My Lord. My God, I'm about to come out of these shoes, too. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Because you see, she don't have no choice, because the thing is getting worse and worse and worse and worse. It's growing worse. When she heard of Jesus, she came in and touched the hem of his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. You've got to make up in your mind that if you can just touch him, you can have what you need. You can just touch him, you can be healed. You can just touch him, you can be delivered. If you can just touch him, you can be set free. If you can just touch him, you can have peace in your mind. If you can just touch him, you can have the finances that you need. If you can just touch him, you can be made every way which whole. The word whole means healed, whole, spiritually, physically, and financially. All you got to do is touch Jesus. Huh? But the only key to touching him is to know where he is. And the word said she heard about Jesus. So that means that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You got to find the word of God if you want to touch him. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Lord God, help me, Jesus. Oh, la, 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 la. I shall be made whole. I like the word I shall, because it means she leaves no room. There's no room for doubt. If I touch him, Sister Gwen, I shall. Oh, my God, Rev. I shall be made whole. All I got to do is touch to him. I don't have to touch his body, just part of him. I shall. That means that she had already made up in her mind, made up in her heart, made up in her spirit, made up in her soul, that there ain't nothing going to stop her from getting what she needs from God this time. You got to have that same deal in your spirit. You got to have that same fight in your heart. Whatever you need from God, you got to make up in your mind that nothing's going to stop you from getting what you need from him. Don't let 12 years take you to that point. It took 12 years for her to decide that she was finally going to get what she needed from God. Don't you wait 12 years. What you need from God, you better try to get it now. Hallelujah. I'm about to close here. Let's get going. And straightway, the fountain of her blood. Somebody say fountain. Her blood was flowing. This woman was about to die. The fountain of her blood, meaning that her blood was flowing. It wasn't clotting. She was hemorrhaging. And I was asking Sister Cherry about hemorrhaging. She our walking medical book. Hemorrhaging means that the blood is moving or pouring out. So her blood was pouring out. She was dying. It wasn't pouring out of her body, but it was pouring out in her body. She was hemorrhaging. She needed to be healed, because she was going to die. She was hemorrhaging. Fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him. Baby, she touched him. She touched him with such faith. She touched him with such faith that he felt the power of God leave his body. My, my, my. Y'all don't hear me today. All she did was touch the hem of his garment. She touched it with such authority, with such dominion, with such faith, with such honor. She touched him. He said, you know what? I felt something leave me. He felt the very virtue. What is the virtue? The power and the essence of God flowed right out of his body, right into her hand. And it flowed into her hand, into her body. Remember, Jesus has been going around laying hands on folks. Nobody touched him to get anything. But this woman was determined. She done pressed her way through the crowd. She done grabbed the hem of his garment. And now she expecting to get everything that she has, everything that she needs. And it says that Jesus immediately knowing, or the word knowing means perceiving thereupon in himself, perceiving in himself, knowing that something just left his person. My God. He knew something left him. Hallelujah. That the virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press. He turned around in the press. What the heck is going on here? Turned around in the press and said, who of you have decided to have the faith to become one with me? I mean, hear me. Hear me now. Hear me. She didn't just touch him. Anybody, now he being touched all the time. He in the crowd, everybody's bumbling up against him or touching him in some way, form, or fashion. But he turned around and said, who is it? When he said, who touched me? He was asking, who of you have the ability to touch me in the way that you have become one with me? My God, my God. The woman's faith was so powerful. She wanted healing so bad that when she touched him, she took the very life out of him. Touch my clothes. Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee. Sayest thou, who touched me? They want to know, you see all these people all bumbling all up against you, knocking up against you. Why would you ask the question like that? Who touched you? Jesus, why you want to know who touched you? All these people around you? And you worried about one person? That's because he was worried about that one person. Because that one person's faith went all up into his spirit and dug into his heart and pulled out what she needed from God. Oh, yeah. I think I would have been trying to find out who she was, too. Seeing that you done reached up into my spirit, you might have only touched the hem of my garment, but because you touched it, that which was in you then went all the way up into my heart and touched my soul and pulled some of it out. Yeah, I want to find you because I know there's something in you. Oh, disciples fussing, you know how they are, thronging against thee and saying, thou who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman was afraid. Because of what she had done, because of the way the rest of the disciples were acting. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing or perceiving that what was done. See, when she touched him, my God, my God, my God, what made her fearful and trembling was that she felt that issue of blood dry up. Can you imagine having an issue of blood for 12 years? Touch the man of God one time and feel it dry up, know that it's no longer there. You ought to be a cancer patient going to chemotherapy and radiation 6 and 7 days a week. Show up one day to get your radiation and the doctor tell you you're in remission, you don't have cancer no more. Baby, you're about to tear that place up trying to get out of there. Oh, she, Lord, have mercy. I would have loved to see that woman's face. She was fearing, knowing that what was done to her came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Baby, she knew that it was dried up. It was a done deal. It was no more. She was no more sick. She no more was hemorrhaging. The blood was no longer flowing in her body. She no longer had to worry about dying. She fell and look what, let me tell you something. You know what the key is to keeping what you get from God? Falling at his feet and giving him worship and praise. This is what I like. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Not my power, not my father, not these disciples, but your Expistus, the divinely implanted principle that's in your life has come to a manifestation where it brought you to a place where you could believe God for the impossible, because they have told you that it was impossible. They told you that you were going to die. They told you that there was no help, nowhere. There wasn't a doctor on the earth that could help you. So they had convinced you that you were going to die. But because of the word that you had heard, that there was a man and the man in town that had ability and had power and knew God, you went to get him. You pressed your way through the crowd and you touched the hem of his garment. And as you touched the hem of his garment, you took your faith and you went all the way up into his heart and took the healing power of the Father and drug it down into your soul, and the virtue began, the presence of the Father began to heal your body, and you began to tremble because you realized the flowing of blood that was flowing, it was no longer flowing, it was no longer moving, but it had dried up. So you fell to your faith to give him honor and to give him praise. And he said, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Now that kind of screwed me up right there. The reason it screwed me up, Brother Tim, was because of the way it was worded. If you listen to the way it was worded, and he said to her, daughter, thy faith has made thee what? Saved. The word whole there is translated saved. I'm going to read it again. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Remember, the word whole means what? Saved. So when she touched the hem of Jesus' garment and the virtue of God flowed down into her spirit, he didn't heal her. Oh, I know I'm messing some of y'all up now. She didn't get healed. Read what it said. She didn't get healed. But he said, your faith has made thee whole. Your faith has saved you. What did it save her from? It saved her from the principle of death. Oh my God, she came over Hoshete. It saved her from the principle of sickness and disease. So he didn't take the plague off from her. She had ability now to bring it under subjection to the word of the Lord and the power of God. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. He said, my daughter, thy faith, your faith hath made you saved. Go in peace and be saved of thy plague. It's very explicit. When Jesus takes things from people, he says it. He said, be saved from thy plague. Meaning, sister, your faith is so great that whatever has been on you for 12 years, the divine government and the power of God now gives you ability to bring it under subjection to your faith. And now it's no longer a hindrance to you. Your blood dried up because you believed that it was going to dry up. You're no longer sick because you believe that you're no longer sick. Your disease is gone because you believe that it's gone. You no longer have a plague because you believe that you no longer have a plague. I'm here to tell you, let your faith bring you to the place in God where these things no longer vanish themselves over you, no longer keep you down, no longer cause you to struggle, no longer make you hinder, no longer make you cry, no longer make you beat up on yourself, but you realize that it's through the virtue and the very power of God, the word has set you free, and now you're free indeed. All you got to do is talk to yourself. I've been talking to myself. I've been talking to this thing, and I've been binding it, and I've been loosing the power of God upon it, because I don't know what you got to do, but I know one thing. I talk to it. You got to go. You got to stop. You got to come under subjection to the power of God. You no longer can rule my life. You can't rule my thoughts. You can't rule my ideas. You can't rule the principles that God has placed in my life. I have been made whole. I have been saved by the power of God.
Oh. When she touched him, it means to fasten, to set on fire, to kindle. He started something in her spirit. The word of God began to grow in her life. It became a greater manifestation, which showed her that she had power over this thing. My God. You ever wonder why some folks can leave a crutch and be gone from that crutch for about 3 months, and then 3 months later will come back looking for it? Because their faith gave them the ability to believe that they didn't need that crutch. But when they got out of the things of God and stopped worshiping God and praising God and studying to show themselves approved, then that which had caused them to have the cane in the first place reminded them that they needed the cane. So then they came back looking for it. Faith was still there. It just wasn't the faith that caused them to get rid of it in the first place. How many got that? Closing with this. Jump over to the 41st verse. Look at how this works. Look at this. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha, Talitha cumi, which is interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of what? 12. She was of the age of 12. He told her to do what? Stand up and walk. Arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. Guess what? She didn't even know Jesus from James. She didn't know Jesus from James, so why was she able to get up and walk just because he told her to arise? Was it the power that was in him, or was it the faith that was in her expecting a miracle? My God, thank you, Jesus. And they were astonished with the great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Everybody stand. The blood was gushing. It was fountain. It was a fountain of blood. It was gushing. Guess what it was? It was the source of the supply of her sickness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.